thank you very much indeed for being part of the Vanguard Easter. Thank you for being part of our 12 takes of Christmas. Such extra value has been delivered by our fantastic production team by providing this song, which we're about to hear, one final reveal.
It's going to be Ocean's 12.
Well, I really don't think it is going to be, but they are magnificent. Okay. And they are, for one final time, ladies and gentlemen, the Take King Singers.
On the 12th take of Christmas, my grandma gave to me
12 tin drummers, drummers,
11 pipers, piping 10 lords of Dogtown, 9 ladybirds, 8 mass mixers, a milking, 7 our songs are swimming, 6 wild geese, 5 gold rings, 4 pointer birds, 3 French connection hens, 2 red turtle doves, and a partridge in a pen.
So, oh,
very, very,
very
good.
Very good, very good. I've only just realised in that they do actually say red turtle. When I said, you know, many days ago, weeks ago, however long ago it was, turtle, therefore red turtle, they do actually say red
also,
turtle.
Also, on the 28th time of hearing it, you can hear they say Maz Magelson milking.
But I couldn't hear 12 what?
I don't know, 12 what? What was that?
On the 12th day of Christmas, my grandma gave to me
12 what?
No. The tin drum. 12 tin drummers.
Really? Wow.
I also, when we were going through, I'm sure they sang wild, they said a wild geese, they said mild geese.
Mild geese.
Which would have been a,
that was a sequel.
Slightly underwhelming sequel.
So you said 10 to 12 tin drummers drumming? Oh, I see. I see. That's a Monty Python sketch. I see.
Is.
I see. It's the
tin drum.
Yeah, no, but isn't that, is it the it's the member of parliament being shown around the hospital.
No
idea. I see, and then his brain stops working and they have to start him up again. Okay, so well, the tin, I mean, okay, an interesting way to go for the 12th day of Christmas. I understand that it was, you know, it was because it fitted.
Teeing us up.
Well, the tin drum is, you know, Günter Grass, and a very, very controversial film adaptation of Günter Grass's novel, which is Volker Schlondorf, is it Volker Schlondorf?
Volker Schlondorf,
yes, who's a very famous director. I'm pretty certain that I'm saying Volker Schlondorf's name correctly there. I remember my first awareness of the tin drum was that there was a documentary on, and I think it was BBC 4. When did it come out? Let me just look at the date for it. 1979. So when did Channel 4 start? That was later than that, wasn't it? So it must have been on the BBC. When did Channel 4 start? Late.
80s,
fine. So it must have been one of those BBC arts programmes.
1982.
And it began with the birth sequence from the film of the tin drum. And it was back at the time when if a film was considered to be culturally significant, the BBC would dedicate a whole hour to a programme about it. And I watched a whole hour programme about the making of the tin drum before I ever saw the tin drum. And weirdly enough, it was like my memory of watching that sequence in the BBC documentary about it. I wonder if that's listed. Maybe it was Melvin Bragg or somebody like that.
Should have been.
But it was a really, really fascinating documentary. It made me really want to go and see the tin drum. I then didn't see the tin drum when it came out. I didn't see it until Manchester. And when I was in Manchester, I saw the tin drum at, not Corner House, I saw it at the Arbon in Hume. And I thought it was very powerful and disturbing and strange.
Or the cinema or the film?
Oh, or both. Did you ever go to the Arbon in Hume?
No.
So the Arbon.
I've never lived in Manchester.
No, but you could have gone there without living. There's plenty of places that I've been to.
Why would I have gone to that cinema in Hume?
Because it was really, it was a very, very sort of, you know, famous. The thing about the Arbenin Mansion, which is in deepest, darkest shame, you would go there and you'd watch movies, and often interesting movies, often cult movies. They sometimes had a kind of rep cinema thing going on, which is why I would have seen Tin Drum, because that would have been, you know, it would have been several years later. And then you'd come out at sort of, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and it would be dark, and you would be, and John Ronson will back me up on this, you would be chased home to your flat by packs of wild dogs that roamed freely around Hume. And I remember John Ronson saying that he went to see, I think, Solaris or Stalker or some, you know, really sort of disturbing art, and then coming out late at night being chased home by packs of wild dogs. And you tell that to kids nowadays, they think you're making it up.
They don't believe you.
But I just, I have to say, I'm both impressed and surprised that for the final festive 12th day of Christmas, you went for the Tin Drum.
Well, I had to have some drummers in there, so we had the Tin Drum.
Wow.
The 12 Takes of Christmas was brought to you by the Take King singers Michael Dale, Carly Mayle, Katie Bowden, Dan Cocker, Jemima Rathbone, Simon Poole, Hannah Talbot and Flynn Rodham. The studio engineer was Gosh Gibbs. That works. The studio engineer was Josh Gibbs.
Gosh.
And the...
Eh? I said Gosh.
The studio engineer was Josh Gosh Gibbs. That's his new nickname. And the music was put together by Harriet Wells, and our musical director was Joe Cummings. And I would just like to say thank you very much. And how nice to be working on a podcast which actually has a musical director.
I know. Can I just tell you, I was once the musical director for a BBC TV series, and I cannot read music or direct.
What does that tell us about the show that you were on? I wonder.
It was short-lived.
Anyway, we'll be back, but thank you very much indeed for listening to our 12 Takes of Christmas.